Catching On. Pages 114 and 115. Listening. You are going to listen to several short conversations. After each one, you will hear a question. Find the best answer for each question. Circle the letter of your answer. Part A. Conversation 1.
Do you think Mrs. Smith will be able to babysit for us on Friday night?
I spoke to her the other day, and she said we could count on her for any weekend.
Does the woman think Mrs. Smith will be able to babysit? Conversation 2.
We had reservations for dinner at 7 p.m. Haven't we been waiting for a table for a long time?
Yes, it's been 15 minutes already. I think I'll see the hostess about it.
What will the man do? Conversation 3.
Children, please raise your hand if you think you know the answer. I can only understand you when you speak one at a time. Yes, Barbara?
Is the answer 53?
What doesn't the teacher want the children to do? Conversation 4.
I'm sorry my little boy broke this glass bowl. He's always touching things in stores.
We ask you to watch him more carefully. I'm afraid under the circumstances you'll have to pay for the bowl now.
Why does the manager want the customer to pay for the bowl? Conversation 5.
Jimmy told me he was coming to the party. Why isn't he here?
He was planning on being here, but at the last minute he called and said he was sick.
Why isn't Jimmy at the party? Conversation 6.
Where is Ruth? She said she would be here at 6 p.m. sharp, and it's 6:25 now. The show starts at 6:30.
You know Ruth. She's always late. Oh, here she comes now.
What time was Ruth supposed to arrive for the show? Part B. Conversation 1.
Do you think Bob will be able to work with us on the project?
I guess we could ask him, but I know he's very busy. First, can we try to find someone else to help us?
Does the man want to ask Bob for help? Conversation 2.
Will you be able to come to the meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock?
Well, I really have a lot of work to do, and I have another meeting at noon. But I'll definitely come to your meeting, too.
What does the woman say about the meeting at 3 o'clock? Conversation 3.
Uh-oh. There's a police car behind me. He's turning his light on. Didn't I make a complete stop at that stop sign?
Sure you did. Look, there's a car making an illegal U-turn over there. He's going to stop that driver.
Why was the woman nervous?